do that.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this first meeting of Midlothian Council following the local elections. Please note that this meeting will be broadcast live to the internet, will be stored as part of the Council's webcast archive, and will be capable of repeated viewing. The Chair has the discretion to terminate or suspend filming if, in their opinion, allowing filming to continue would prejudice the proceedings of the meeting. Equally so, items that are heard in private or items whereby the publication of the webcast may interfere with the debate, then these areas of the webcast will not be made available to the public. Members are reminded that the cameras are activated by the sound system and that they must switch on microphones when speaking and off when finished speaking. Before we continue with the meeting, following yesterday evening's tragic event in Manchester, I would ask the Council to stand in a minute's silence in memory of the victims. Thank you. Are there any apologies for absence?
Thanks, Chair. We've received apologies from two religious rep nominations, Reverend Ruth Halley and Mr. Victor Bourne. Thank you.
Item two is order of business.
Thanks, Chair. The agenda is as per the papers that have been circulated. Once the Provost has been elected, they will determine any items of urgent business to be considered. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 3.1 is the election return, which provides the result of the Midlothian Council elections on 4th May 2017. In terms of Rule 56 of the Scottish Local Government Elections Order 2011, the returning officer has set out the name of each councillor elected to the council. All have received notice in writing of their election. Today I'm simply asking the council to note this report. I'd also like to add my congratulations to all councillors on their election. Item 3.2 relates to the declaration of office of councillor. I'd ask John Blair, Director of Resources, to introduce the report.
Morning, Council, and thanks, Mr. Laurie. Firstly, may I also extend a warm welcome to all councillors, those who were elected or re-elected to serve on Midlothian Council. Secondly, I can confirm that the proper officer of the council has received a declaration of acceptance from all 18 councillors. Therefore, all councillors are able to take part in today's proceedings. Thank you, Mr. Laurie.
Thank you. Item 3.3 relates to the election of provost, and again, the report from John Blair.
Thanks, Chair. The first business of the Council is to elect a provost in line with the provisions of the Local Government Scotland Act 1984. Council are also asked to note the requirements of Standing Order 11.3, subsection 3, which are set out on page 11 of today's paper. Accordingly, the Council is formally invited today to receive nominations for the provost to serve Midlothian Council. Thank you.
Councillor Imrie.
Yes, Chief Executive, in order to expedite matters, we would like to move a motion covering items 3.3 to 3.6 on the basis that it expedites the business, and I shall move that in the following terms. For Provost, Councillor Adam Montgomery. For Deputy Provost, Councillor Margot Russell. For Leader, Councillor Derek Milligan, and for Deputy Leader, Councillor Jim Muirhead, and I so move.
Do I have a seconder for that?
Yeah, thanks, Chief Executive. I formally second that.
Councillor Parry.
Thanks, Chair. I'd like to move against moving those items in block, and would like to take those items individually, please.
Okay. What I'd like to do first, then, is I'm going to take Councillor Imrie's proposal is a proposal that we move these items en bloc. Do you have a seconder, Councillor Parry? Councillor Johnson? That these be not moved en bloc. So this is simply about determining the manner in which we work this through. So in terms of the amendment from Councillor Parry, those in favour?
Six.
And the motion from Councillor Imrie?
Twelve.
Okay, thank you. So these items will be dealt with as set out in the motion. Do we have any other block nominations?
Thanks, Chair. And in line with the proposals, we would like to move Councillor Colin Cassidy as Provost, Councillor Alexander as Deputy Provost, Councillor Johnston as Deputy Leader, and another one to add as well.
I propose Kelly Parry to be Leader of the Council.
Do we have any other nominations? Councillor Parry?
Chair, can I also have a request that we take a roll call vote?
In order to have a roll call vote, I need a third of members present to vote for that. Can I ask for a show of hands in relation to having a roll call vote?
Six.
Okay, that meets the criteria. We'll have a roll call vote. Mr. Clark Hay, are we ready to take the roll call vote? We have the motion as put forward by Councillor Imrie. We have the amendment as put forward by Councillor Parry. So when members' names are read out, they simply need to say motion or amendment. Just to confirm, do we have a seconder for Councillor Parry's motion?
I'll second that.
Chair, can I ask for a point of clarification, please? I just wanted to clarify, will there be one vote per elected member? And secondly, obviously, normally elected members can't vote for themselves when they're nominated for a position, so therefore, if the motions are taken on block, is there governance to do that?
There is governance to do that, and it can be taken on block. The Council has taken that decision. Because it is on block, all members are able to vote.
I think, Chair, just to clarify one other matter, and I apologise for being reverting to my pedantic self so early on in the first meeting. Technically, it's almost a two-stage process to the provost be the first part of the on-block vote, and after that provost has been elected, then the other three posts. But the one vote can carry all four items at the same time.
Councillor Alexander.
Councillor Parry. The vote's been treated as a block, so we'll go through the roll call vote. When your name is read out, you are either for the motion or for the amendment, but that counts for the four positions because we're taking them in block.
Councillor Alexander.
For the amendment.
Councillor Baird.
For the amendment.
Councillor Cassidy.
For the amendment.
Councillor Curran.
For the motion.
Councillor Hackett.
For the motion.
Councillor Hardy.
For the motion.
Councillor Imrie.
For the motion.
Councillor Johnson.
For the amendment.
Councillor Leigh Douglas.
For the motion.
Councillor McCall.
For the amendment.
Councillor Milligan.
For the motion.
Councillor Montgomery.
For the motion.
Councillor Muirhead.
For the motion.
Councillor Munro.
For the motion.
Councillor Parry.
For the amendment.
Councillor Russell.
For the motion.
Councillor Smale.
For the motion.
Councillor Winchester.
For the motion.
Chair, 12 members have voted for the motion and 6 have voted for the amendment.
Thank you. That then deals with items 3.3 to 3.6. And I'd ask the Provost and the Deputy Provost to join me on the dais.
Okay, thank you for the nomination and acceptance for myself as provost. Just to say at the start, I will try to be as inclusive as possible in terms of the running of this council. I think we do have a service to provide to the people of Midlothian that have voted us all in. And I think we have to be a disservice to them not to actually run this council. And that's the way that I'm intending to proceed, that we will be running the council on behalf of the people of Midlothian, which we've been voted in for. Okay, so we can proceed to the next item, which would be 3.7. Yeah. Approval of scheme of administration. Councillor Milligan.
Provost, thank you. Provost, in approving the scheme of administration, we'd like to agree the implementation of the current scheme of administration, with the exception of the business transformation group, which we would ask be moved from 5 to 6 elected members, which would make for a balanced political make-up when we come to the next party appointing through the scheme administration. To be agree that the previous political split be rescinded. C, ask that we continue the schedule of meeting dates till June to allow for members to indicate holiday stuff or commitments that they have, which would allow us to collate to make sure for better involvement for elected members. And to D, to instruct the Director of Resources, however, in consultation with political group leaders, to undertake a full review of governance arrangements to be considered at a future Council meeting.
Have a seconder for that?
Formally second, Provost.
Is there any alternative to the proposals? Okay, that's accepted by the Council then. Right, thank you. Items 3.8 to 3.11. Councillor Milligan.
Sorry, start again. The mic had went off.
Sorry, point of order, Chair or Provost. Is it, if this has been moved as a block proposal, can we move that first?
Sorry, Councillor Parry, could I ask just what you mean by that? Sorry, I'm not unhappy about trying to help you, you know, assist with this, but I mean, can I just explain what you're actually meaning? Sorry.
No problem, Provost. Sorry, I thought I heard Councillor Milligan saying that he was going to move items 3.8 to 3.11 in a block proposal. It's my understanding that Council would have to agree that.
I think that's what Councillor Milligan was moving. Derek, do you want to start again? Because the mic was switched off, actually. So.
Yeah, my apologies, the mic. Either I didn't switch on right or it went off. Chair, I would like to move items 3.8 to 3.11 as a block proposal from the Midlothian Labour Group. We had agreed right at the start, and we said right at the start we intended to work across party, and we invited and spoke to both other groups to indicate areas that they would be interested in working with. And to that, we tabled today a paper with the full indications of where the other political groups indicated to us that they would be happy to take up seats. And therefore, I'd like to move the items 3.8 and 3.11 be taken in block as per the paper tabled.
A seconder for that?
Formally second, Provost.
I'm quite happy to give a minute to everybody to get a look at the papers that are coming that have been circulated, if that's okay, right? You can just indicate when you're ready. Right, thanks. Councillor Parry.
Thanks, Provost. The SNP Group would also like at this stage to circulate a paper in respect to the items moved by Councillor Milligan, and it would be great if people could also take a bit of time to have a look through those as well.
OK, thanks for that.
Could I also propose that ours, our nominations are accepted in the block motion as well, which will be distributed? Thank you.
Yeah, okay, thanks for that.
Provost, can I have a point of clarification, please? Sorry, can I just clarify, is the proposals that have came out from the Labour Party a joint proposal from the Labour and the Conservatives? If I could just get some clarification.
Provost, no, these are Labour's proposals. As we informed Kelly last night when she contacted us at 6:30 at night to discuss today's issues after us waiting all weekend, we had taken steps to move where Labour Party members wished to take up seats, and had indicated to the other political parties if they would come back to us and indicate where they would like to take up seats. And as such, we have nominated SNP to about the same amount as what we have with the Conservatives, but these are Labour, the Labour Group's proposals at this time.
Is that OK for you, Councillor Parry?
If that's what Councillor Milligan wants to call it, then that's what Councillor Milligan can call it. But I think it's really disappointing to see that some of these very key committees that SNP have been pushed out of, certainly in terms of the proposals that have been put forward by the Labour Party. There's some very, very interesting committees that our group would bring a wealth of knowledge and enthusiasm to, and particularly really important committees like the Corporate Parenting Board that, you know, I have spoke with the Labour Party on a number of times and several of the other committees. It would be really good if perhaps parties want to take a bit of time just now to make some decisions about that that aren't done in haste and that don't exclude the SNP group.
Councillor Mulligan is the mover of the proposal.
Yeah, Provost, no, we're going to continue our move. We've had over 2 weeks now. There's been an open door policy by the Labour Group. Indeed, we actually reminded Kelly last week that we were waiting on our proposals. That was on the Thursday, if my memory serves me right. Kelly promised us to have them on the Friday, if not the Saturday, and we think we finally got contact with Kelly last night at 6:30. I think Kelly's been otherwise occupied trying to save the job of the local MP.
OK, so we'll have the proposal on the table then from... everybody had a chance to look at all the paperwork. We've got a proposal on the table from Councillor Milligan, seconded by Councillor Muirhead, to move this on block, which is the Labour proposal. Is that correct? Councillor Parry?
I'm happy to move our proposals, but I just want to say I'm absolutely gobsmacked and outraged at what's going on here today. I mean, Councillor Milligan's gone on about, we've had 2 weeks to put this together. You know, I have sent countless emails to Councillor Milligan. I have been in Councillor Milligan's office. We offered a full coalition deal with the Labour Party. We absolutely no stipulations, no caveats, nothing whatsoever. And it's quite clear when you look at the election result and the closeness of Labour and the SNP result. Now, we completely accept that that is democratic and we accept the right of the Labour Party to go forward and put forward their plan. But I think that it is wholly undemocratic. And I think that people that are watching this and people that are watching it after as well will actually be horrified that not only are you not looking to do a deal with the SNP and not looking to make sure that there's no Tory policies in this council chamber, but now you're freezing out some of the most important committees and external appointments that this council can take, and instead you're quite willing to put forward Conservative councillors that have just walked in the door, that came in the door with not a single local policy on their manifesto, I might add, and now you're quite happy to give them power. Well, I think that speaks volumes.
Right, thanks for that. Councillor Milligan, do you want to speak to your motion?
Yeah, Provost, I think the reality here is, as Kelly came to the door with a massive big caveat on a joint administration, and that was that we freeze out five elected members who were duly elected to this council. And whether or no we agree with their policies or no, we'll debate in here. What we will only be doing is what Kelly's suggesting that we do, and that's it. We simply didn't talk to the Conservatives or didn't talk to the SNP. We intend to talk to both political parties. We intend to debate things in this chamber and argue them and vote for them on this chamber, and that's what we'll do. It's quite clear that the SNP are still distracted by the election on the 8th of June, and they're not going to be interested in what's happened here until they get past that date. We clearly asked Kelly, and I'm not fussy what she's telling her group, we clearly asked Kelly where they would like to be in this. They clearly told us that they would take part as long as we excluded the Conservatives. We're not prepared to do that, absolutely not. People are elected and they're duly elected and they're entitled to be at this table and they're entitled to have their voices heard, irrespective of whether I agree with them or disagree with them. We will deal with each issue individually as it arises here, and hopefully most people, certainly this Labour group, will be putting their political differences behind them and doing what's best for the people of Midlothian. We would ask members, we've not nominated any one single Conservative or SNP member, we've simply indicated where we have had clear guidance from the political parties as to where they would like to take up seats. The Conservatives seem to be better organised than the SNP, because certainly contacting us at 6:30 last night to ask are you still around isn't the way to be doing business. Chair, Provost, can we move forward with the motion that we've got in front of us?
Yes, I'm quite happy to do that. Councillor Parry, Councillor Winchester.
Councillor Parry, we're looking for a stable Midlothian Council, and we're looking to work across the Council, which is why we're supporting the Labour motions in this. We do not need any instability within the Council any longer.
Right, just for clarification, before we actually proceed, of the motion from the Labour group, moved by Councillor Milligan, seconded by Councillor Muirhead, do we have an amendment to that, or are you just going to vote direct against it?
We have an amendment which we've circulated, Provost. Could also ask that members make sure that they address the chair and that they don't talk to members across the chamber.
Yeah, well, that's we'll do all that as we're going along, right? But it's early days, and I think, you know, sort of some of the members are new, and new members in both and all parties. So hopefully things will settle down a wee bit once all the excitement of the day is out of the way. Councillor Milligan, do you want to speak to your motion again? Are you quite happy where you are? Councillor Muirhead? Councillor Parry, you've already spoken to it, but I'll let you go again if you want.
Yeah, I just want to clear up one point about Councillor Milligan going on about this thing about turning up on Thursday night. I actually think we've actually had a pretty good dialogue, actually. And I think some of that might be a bit personalities, and dealing with Councillor Muirhead has been much more of a pleasure over the last week, and I actually thank him for that. But I just, you know, I know that I've said it again, but I would just ask people in the chamber of all parties to reconsider what they are about to do, because, you know, you can take a bit of time, you can go away and look at it, but I think that there's, to the Labour group especially, you know, I think you're going to really regret this. But one other point that I do want to make is that the SNP group do want to work with everybody. Now, it's the very nature of our committee system where we have got all members, you know, on planning, on this council chamber, where we will work together, where we will work together as ward members. But working together and sharing a policy platform is two different things. And it's quite clear to me, and I'm sure to everybody else here today, what exactly is going on, where you've got Labour and the Tories voting hand in hand together, and it's very clear that Better Together is back.
Councillor Muirhead, I'll let you come in.
I wasn't going to come back in. But, you know, we've entered into no formal agreements on anything with anybody at this stage. We had no policy discussions. And what the position we're in is 2 and a bit weeks before a general election, the SNP are desperate to try and paint us as forming some kind of coalition with the Conservative Party. And it is just not true. Even though they want it to be, it's not true. So anybody listening to this today, don't fall for the nonsense that's coming out of Councillor Parry's mouth today. You're not doing me any favours, Kelly, by thanking me for being more reasonable than Derek. I 100% agree with everything that Derek has said today. And I think that ample opportunity has been given to the SNP to put forward their proposals, and they've deliberately chosen not to do that until after we had the second group meeting to discuss this. They knew it was happening. They wanted to leave it till after that so they could come forward and try and engineer a situation today where it looks like we're in coalition, and that is nothing could be further from the truth. As Derek said, we'll take every proposal we make will be debated in this chamber, and we'll vote on it without any preconditions.
Thanks for that. Councillor Johnson, I think you had your hand up to speak. You still?
Okay. I did, yes. On one of the committees, I believe there's a conflict of interest, which I get it. And all the goings on, I've lost the bit of paper I was talking to. It says the Dean Tavern Trust, and the proposal is to put forward Jim Muirhead. I'm not sure, but I'd like clarification to find out if Jim Muirhead's still a member of the Gothenburg Trust in Gore Bridge. And if he is, I would suggest that's a conflict of interest.
Councillor Muirhead.
I'll take legal guidance. I am a member of both the Arniston Improvement Trust and the Hunterfield Gothenburg Tavern Trust. How that could be considered in any way to be a conflict of interest for being a member of the Dean Tavern Trust is absolutely beyond me, but perhaps the officers might be able to clarify that. But it's certainly no. I don't feel in any way it's a conflict of interest.
Mr. Turpe.
Thank you, Chair. At the risk of revealing my ignorance, I assume that there's no relationship, contractual or otherwise, between those three bodies, and that the Hunterfield Gothenburg Trust and the Dean Tavern Trust are not in direct competition with each other, as far as I understand the position. I bow to your local knowledge as ever, Councillor Muirhead, but if in these circumstances, there would be no conflict of interest.
Absolutely none that I'm aware. I mean, in terms of competing, there are two local businesses which I would hope that we would all want to succeed. The makeup of these trusts they're different. I mean, the role that I play on the Improvement Trust at Arniston and the Hunterfield Gothenburg Tavern Trust is as owners of a building which we rent out, and the proceeds go back to the community. The Dean Tavern Trust is a different constitution altogether, and it's a much more hands-on thing. But I don't see any conflict of interest there whatsoever.
Councillor, well, both of you are wanting to try and speak. Who's Councillor Johnson? It's you that raised the point.
The Dean Tavern Trust does do disbursements. I don't know if it's the same as the way the Hunterfield Tavern does them, but they do disbursements to both communities, the Newton Grange and Gore Bridge, although the majority of the disbursements are to Newton Grange area.
I'm conscious that this is developing into something a bit of a kind of slanging match. You're quite confident, Councillor Muirhead, that after the advice from legal, that there's no conflict of interest?
Yes.
Well, proceed on that basis, okay? So items 3.8 to 3.11. Councillor Milligan, you've moved it. Sorry, Councillor Parry.
Sorry, I just want to ask a point of clarification. It's perhaps for the Chief Executive. It's not a political matter. In terms of the COSLA delegates, I note that there is a request for those to be gender and politically balanced for the subcommittees. I wonder if the Chief Executive could advise if we're fulfilling our obligations.
In terms of COSLA, that there is that request. I mean, ultimately, who this Council puts forward to COSLA along with any other outside body is a matter for the Council. Members will note that there's also a couple of other organisations, I can't bring them immediately to mind, who have also spoken about wishing to achieve a greater degree of gender equality. So I think it's right that the Council is aware of that request, and that's why it's in the papers. But ultimately, in terms of those that are put forward, it's a matter for the Council to determine.
OK, thanks for that, Chief Executive. Councillor Parry, do you want to come back in on that?
I would just point out that for members that aren't aware, Midlothian Council actually has one of the best, if not the best, gender balance of councillors in Scotland. And I think that's absolutely fantastic, and I think we should celebrate that. Although I don't know how we're going to celebrate that with an all-male administration and an all-male delegation to COSLA. So it would be really good if, perhaps not at this meeting, but perhaps going forward, that those positions could be rethought out by the Labour Party.
Right, OK, thanks for that. Right, we're going to actually just vote on the two proposals then. Alan,
Chair, I appreciate these have been moved on block, but having gone through the proposals, I think certainly in the scheme of administration there's only one area of overlap as far as I can see. That's item number 13, the Midlothian Joint Consultative Group, where the Labour proposal is that every four members of the Cabinet, and the SNP proposal is that Councillor Catherine Johnson stand in that. Is that still your proposal?
Happy to withdraw.
Sorry, could you repeat that, Mr. Tuppy? Sorry.
Sorry, Chair, I was just seeking clarification because, as far as I could see, there was only one area of conflict in the scheme of the three block motions for the scheme of administration. And it's just been confirmed that that one area of conflict has been withdrawn, in which case the scheme of administration can be passed in total. The three motions are not inconsistent with each other. There are, however, more conflicts within the representation and outside bodies.
Yeah, there may be a conflict, but sorry, Councillor Milligan, my understanding is that you're moving both these in block. Yeah. So there'll be a vote vote for what papers you want to go for. There's our paper that's been tabled and your amendment. Okay, could we have the show of hands for the amendment?
Six.
And show of hands for the motion.
Twelve.
Okay, thanks for that. Item 312, Midlothian Licensing Forum, recommendations to approve reappointment of existing members. That'll go that okay? Agreed, approve that. Councillor Winchester.
Can I propose that the names for the Midlothian Licensing Board are as put on our paper as well?
Any other proposals? OK, it's approved on that basis. Thank you. 313, Scheme of Councillors Remuneration. Councillor Milligan.
Provost, we would see a senior councillor being, if you're taking out the provost and leader, as being the deputy provost, the deputy leader of the council, and other three cabinet members, and both the Conservative group leader and the SNP group leader would be the substantive senior councillor post.
Do we have any alternative proposals? OK, that's approved. Thanks for that. Item 314, minutes for approval. Just for the new members, I'll need to go through these one at a time, and we need a mover and a seconder, but you need to have been at the meeting, so there'll be a number of you'll not be able to participate in that. So the Special Midlothian Council, 28th of March 2017, could I have a mover and a seconder? Somebody that was there, please. Councillor Imre, seconded. Councillor Milligan. Midlothian Council, 28th of March 2017, could I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councillor Imre and Milligan again. Special Cabinet, 28th of February 2017. Councillor Johnson. Councillor Parry, thank you. Cabinet of 28th of February 2017. Councillor Johnson and Parry again, thanks. Special Cabinet, 14th of March 2017. Okay, Councillor Johnson and Parry again, thanks for that. Planning Committee, 28th of February 2017. Councillor Muirhead. I've got a seconder for that, just for the record. Councillor Russell, thank you. General Purposes Committee, 31st of January 2017. Councillor Muirhead. I've got a seconder. Councillor Imre. General Purposes Committee, 28th of March 2017. Mover and a seconder, please. Councillor Imre and Muirhead. Appeals, 9th of March 2017. Jim, just checking if you're out of the meeting, Jim, are you? Councillor Muirhead, have we got a seconder, please? Councillor Margot, will you that? Right, Councillor Russell, thanks. Local Review Body, 7th of March 2017. Sorry? Well, can we approve the minute then? Sorry, that'd be easier. If that's okay, there was nothing. Probably easier way of doing it if there's not enough bodies. Performance Review and Scrutiny Committee, 7th of March 2017. Muirhead and Milligan. Special Performance Review and Scrutiny Committee, 8th of March 2017. There's nobody there. This. Right, okay, so it's yourself and Councillor Russell. Right, okay, if that's okay with everybody. Special Performance Review and Scrutiny Committee, 8th of March 2017. Second one. Well, Councillor Russell, but can we approve the minute? Because obviously there's other councillors that are not here now. And the Audit Committee of the 21st of March 2017. Mover and seconder. Okay, well, can we just approve the minute if that's okay? Chief Executive, I can take it, can do that. Yeah, okay, thanks for that. Item 315.1, Midlothian Integration Joint Board Delegation of Resources 2016/17. Speaking to this, Evelyn.
Thank you, Provost. This report seeks approval for the anticipated level of resources required by the IJB for 16-17. In particular, it seeks to formalise the adjustment of resources to the Midlothian IJB as part of the Council's scheme of delegation, and it also confirms the allocation of additional resource to the IJB to fund pressures previously reported here to Council. Section 2 of the report sets out the background to the delegation of funding by Midlothian Council to the IJB for the financial year 16-17. Also, during the financial year, Council received a series of reports on the financial assurance and the funding of pressures in the IJB. The year-end position is that the cost of commission services is £36.237 million. This is £1.151 million in excess. However, 409,000 of this is a consequence of year-end flexibility. That's funds that were earmarked, held by Council, but earmarked for the IGB for particular developments. And the 742,000 is the actual amount of overspend. This is a reduction of 660,000 to what was reported to Council in February 2017. This reduction in actual spend is a consequence of reduction in the resource panel. The resource panel is the funding for care packages, but also reductions in other non-demand-led budgets. More details of this expenditure will be presented to Council in June 2017. Members are asked to consider the recommendations in Section 6. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that, Director. Can I ask, is there anybody want to speak to this, or happy to approve the delegation of the additional resources? Okay, thank you. And also to note the final outturn position, I think we'll have to do that as well. You okay with that? Councillor Parry?
Sorry, it was just a point of order, actually, Provost. If we finish the item...
Just for noting the final outturn, before agreeing to that, right? Okay, if you want a point of order now.
Sorry, it was just to note that and amongst the block proposals there was actually an appointment for a religious representative, and I think that perhaps got rushed through. It would be nice to take a bit of time to congratulate the religious representative for being joining the council.
So it wasn't a rush through. I'm sorry about that if it was overlooked. We have a nomination, I understand. Chief Executive.
That's right. It's set out in Report 3.8 that's the nomination of Mr. Martin Rashid Khan for the third religious representative place on the Cabinet. And by the approvals that you've made as a Council today, you have indeed made that appointment. So I think it's a point well made. We should note that and perhaps congratulate Mr. Rashid on his appointment.
Yes, that's got. My apologies for not doing that. I've known Martin since he opened his first restaurant up in Pennycook, so I've known him for quite a while, and he's not somebody I would ignore, certainly not lightly anyway. So you're very welcome to the full council meetings when they're coming along, sir. I'm pleased to see you. Okay? Thanks for that. Okay, notice of motion. To hear the motion, we have to suspend standing orders, so we need a two-thirds of the council to agree to this. Can I ask if we suspend standing orders, if you show your hands to approve that? So we move to the actual motion. Can I ask first, before we actually proceed, is there a challenge to this motion, or are you accepting? Well, what does that mean? Sorry, I mean, if you could...
Sorry, I thought the normal procedure was just to crack on with the motion. I don't understand why you're asking if there's a challenge before we challenge.
I think it would depend what we're going to say. Councillor Muirhead, do you, if you want to move the motion.
Thanks, Provost. I do. Provost, over the last year or so since it was decided to remove funding for the police community action teams, we've been overwhelmed by the public support for a reversal of this decision. The Labour group, the previous Labour group on the Council, has attempted on a number of occasions to reverse the decision before the cut was finally implemented. Unfortunately, these attempts were unsuccessful, and over the last few months, the teams of the 14 frontline police officers have been cut back to be eventually removed completely by April past. Over that period, there's been a significant amount of public alarm caused by a number of incidents where young people in fairly large numbers have caused significant damage to business and residential premises in some of our town centres, particularly here in Dalkeith, although Danderhall, Gorebridge, Bonnerig have suffered as well. With a limited number of police officers available to react to such incidents, they are able to do little more than to respond disperse the groups and then move on to the next call. What's missing here in these situations is the manpower to be able to intervene in a meaningful way with the individuals concerned and, for example, take them home to their parents and challenge the young person and their guardians about their behaviour. That is particularly important when they're attempting or they identify youngsters that are involved that are on the periphery, and if they can do that, take them home and engage with their parents, they're able to head them off and stop them being part of the larger group. Dealing with youth calls is just one of the many aspects of the work of the community action teams that our communities are no longer able to rely on. At each police and fire service board meeting, we were provided with a list of activities that were carried out over the previous quarter by the community action teams, which were over and above normal policing activities. From these reports, which are available for the public to see, anybody can go onto the website and look at the reports that were given to the previous police board meetings, the quantity of the work carried out by these teams was clearly evident, but so was the quality of the work that was carried out by these teams. And I can recall the stats in one particular period where there were 16 drugs raids on premises, and all 16 of these raids were successful. Clearly, the prep work prior to these raids has been extremely effective and has contributed greatly to the successful result. While we understand that basic community and response policing still takes place, we are limited in our ability to work proactively with the perpetrators of antisocial and, yes, criminal behaviour, because a lot of the things that we refer to as antisocial behaviour is actually criminal behaviour, and it's behaviour of people of all ages. While all councils suffer from these problems, reports provided to the Police and Fire Service Board have shown that while Midlothian has around 18% of the population or the local police force area, it has recorded as much as 29% of the calls to the police to report antisocial behaviour. So there is clear evidence to suggest that we have a more serious problem in this area with antisocial behaviour, and it justifies additional spending to combat it. Local democracy is all about our communities prioritising local services, and it is clear to us that they favour this council spending some of our resources on additional police support. We therefore move this motion today in response to that demand. In doing so, we recognise that we can't simply flick a switch. The CAT squads have been disbanded and the officers redeployed, and we are part through the current financial year. The teams would have to be rebuilt from scratch, and we know that that would take some time, which is why we have introduced this motion at the earliest possible stage. In doing so, we are asking officers of the council to liaise with Police Scotland to determine what the likely timescales would be to reintroduce the 14 additional officers. Once that's determined, they will be able to establish the likely cost in the current financial year and be able to provide us with the cost of full-year implementation, allowing us to include it in future budget deliberations. What is also vitally important, though, is that we establish a full and comprehensive service level agreement between the Council and Police Scotland, which establishes a clear baseline of current police resources available in Midlothian, so that we're able to evidence that the hard-pressed resources of our county spent on the additional police support are clearly being used for that purpose and not to plug holes in terms of shortages that might arise for other non-emergency situations. Part of the value of these teams is that, contrary to what's been suggested in the past, is they cannot be absconded for duties out with Midlothian other than for operational emergencies, which is entirely acceptable. This arrangement has to continue in the new service level agreement as well. So, we have said in the motion that what we're looking for the results of these negotiations to be concluded by and presented to the next council meeting or as soon as possible thereafter. And once we have that information, we'll be able to take a final decision on the matter, armed with all the relevant details required. I sincerely hope, Provost, that we'll receive support on this motion from across the chamber. and that this will be the start of many more instances where we can show that we can work together to deliver services that people genuinely need and want. So I move, Provost.
Thanks for that. Councillor Parry.
Thanks, Provost, and in the spirit of what Councillor Muirhead just said, in fact, when I got this motion, I did, in fact, speak to Councillor Muirhead in the spirit of working together, and I asked for a very, very small assurance in terms of our support for this motion, because what we do realise, not just the SNP group, but also criminal justice practitioners, and when we sit on our police and fire boards and our safety partnership boards, we hear time and time again that when we criminalise children or when we criminalise young people, that we get them caught up in the types of system that actually ends up costing the council more money. It has an impact on our health policies, it has an impact on our inequality policies, it has an impact on education, it has an impact on social services. And so in the administration, we actually weren't averse to using additional resources to challenge and deal with antisocial behaviour, and we invested and in fact doubled the investment in the Street Partnership Programme. Now that has had fantastic results, and it does so because it deals with the issue in a holistic way. It doesn't just move the problem on, and I think with respect that is what we've seen with CAT teams, was that they were very good. They went in and they localised an area, but they moved the problem on. When we had it in Woodburn, it moved it on to Dalkeith. And so what we would have liked to have seen in this review was not a blank cheque to be given to Police Scotland, but to actually work with Police Scotland and our antisocial behaviour teams to actually put something in place which deals with all the problems and which doesn't leave us with a bill down the line. Now, we're not going to vote against this motion and we're not going to vote for it because we don't think that it is the right motion. However, we do understand that it's going to bring back a paper. Now, in the spirit of partnership and working together, like Councillor Muirhead just said, I hope that when this paper comes back, that in the time in between, that you can take a bit of time to look at other options. Now, it may be a combination of both, but I think to just put yourself in one box is a mistake and a blank cheque to Police Scotland.
Sorry, if you could address, if you want to speak, date through the chair. Is there anybody else want to contribute? I've just got a few things to say. I mean, the reason that we brought this motion back is that the 14 officers were cut with the last administration, and we opposed that, and obviously we weren't successful in the vote. And I'll go back to 1986 when I first got in the Lothian Regional Council, and I was on as a vice chair of the Lothian and Borders Police Board. It was a new thing to me, and the guidance of Billy Rankin, who'd been involved in it for quite a while, and I was pleased to actually be guided by him. But back then, the system was is that the Chief Constable got the five local authorities in, which was Edinburgh, Midlothian, East Lothian, West Lothian and Borders, and he made a requisition every year for the amount of money that he needed to run the service. And we had an input into that. We don't have that now with the way Police Scotland operates. It's a quango. The money comes from Scottish Government, which is fair enough, and then they decide what the level of the policing is in your area. And this is the only way that we can actually increase the police officers in Midlothian. And I'm very happy to be second in this. Certainly up in Penicuik, there's 20 to 30 reported crimes every month in one of the local news sheets that goes out. And that's just far too many. Many of them are serious crimes, drugs, car thefts, house break-ins, and it's a really worrying thing. And that's the sort of issues that the CAT squads would actually tackle. When we first decided to put this on, we didn't pick figures out of the air. We spoke to the local inspector at the time, and he actually suggested that if we could do two teams, one of six and one sergeant, if we could put that on, that would make a big difference to what the police were doing. And we've done that, and I was really disappointed last year that they actually were taken off. So there are good reasons for doing this. We did budget for this last time round, but obviously that's, as Councillor Muirhead explained, we're into the financial year, and by the time we get this sorted out, we'll have to reassess the whole situation. But certainly my commitment is to get the CAT squads back on, and I think the people in Midlothian will really appreciate that. Points you're making, Councillor Parry, I'm not averse to actually looking at that sort of stuff as well, and I'm sure Councillor Muirhead will as well. Because I think we do have to actually be seen as working together. But I'm looking forward to the day that we get these 14 officers back in the street and doing the job that they were doing. Right, Jim, do you want to come back and that's you summing up, so that'll be the last of the speakers.
Okay, yeah, just to sum up. Absolutely, I understand that there are a whole host of other measures that this council is actively engaged in to try to prevent getting into a situation where the police have to be called in the first place anyway. And that goes right across all the things that we do in the council, education, social work, recreation and leisure. All these people are working to attempt to avoid us getting into a situation where the police need to be called. But where they do need to be called, it's important that they're there and available for people to rely on. And if you live in a community that has a higher than normal level of antisocial behaviour, you will understand the need for the reassurance that and the direct action that the CAT teams can bring. And one point that I would say to Councillor Parry, she criticises us for putting all our options in one box. Is that not exactly what the SNP did when they removed the CAT teams completely? You know, so I'd urge and I'm hopeful that everybody's going to vote in support of this motion because it's the right thing to do for the people of Midlothian. Thank you.
OK, can we move to the motion? Those in favour, please show.
12.
Against?
None.
And it's abstentions, basically, then, I take it, right? You're abstaining? Well, I could call for a roll call vote, but I wouldn't be as childish as that. OK, can I thank everybody for their attendance at the first meeting, and I look forward to working for the rest of the next 5 years. Thank you.